Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone, it went back like dust to dawn. Isn't that the way?
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about being with you. It's just you and me, and I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about the recent survey that we conducted with you guys, didn't we? We conducted it with you and ask you what you thought about some things, and say I thought about the opening remarks to Shakespeare's King Richard III article. I mean the play, the in that opening soliloquy of Shakespeare's King Richard III, the namesake of this play begins with the familiar statement that you've heard many times before, and that's now is the winter of our discontent. How many times have you heard that, right? Well, the bard made Richard out to be physically deformed. He had some kind of a spinal issue. Apparently, it was a real spinal problem, but I think Shakespeare made it look in the play, showed him to be maybe very deformed, and he also in the play showed him to be morally a moral degenerate, and a pretty unhappy, disagreeable person. Well, mayhaps Bill believed some of the reports about Dick, who apparently didn't have a very good PR team. So contemplating the travails of the Republican Party, those words come to mind in a paraphrase. The Republican Party is now in the year of its discontent. So when we ask our small business, when we ask you about this in the online poll, if we ask you if the Republican Party is pulling itself apart, half of you said yes. Another 39% allowed that you wouldn't bet on the GOP's future until after either the convention or the general election. Only 13% of you thought that what's happening was more growing pains than existential. Well, it turns out that recent research indicates Richard III may not have been nearly as imperfect and unhappy as Shakespeare portrayed him. Like Henry III, the GOP may one day show that it wasn't quite as dysfunctional and rudderless as it now appears to be to many, including 88% of you, 88% of our poll respondents are concerned about the dysfunction and the rudderlessness of the GOP party. Well, maybe it won't be quite so badly. But if our smallest respondent group is right, the Republican Party could still prove, as the man protested on the death card in the Monty Python movie, Holy Grail, the GOP is not dead yet. If you've seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. So maybe the GOP is not dead yet. But I will tell you this, and you've heard me say this before. In the Olympic blood sport of politics, Republicans are not as good as Democrats. Now, what's going on there? I don't understand. The Republicans seem to be able to enlist people who would be good presidents, but not people who can get elected. That's what's going on in America these days. Think about this. And I'm going to talk about this from a Main Street perspective. My politics are Main Street economics. My politics are not party ideology. I'm not left or right I'm devoted to what's good for small business, because I do believe with all my heart to the core of my marrow, I believe that what's good for small business is good for the world. How could anybody argue with that? What would be the argument anybody could mount against that statement? What's good for small business is good for the world. And so that's my perspective. And so we've got people that can get that are really good at getting elected, but they're not so good at governing. And we got people who would be great at governing who are not so good at getting elected. And so what's wrong with that? I keep coming back to what de Tocqueville said to us a couple hundred years ago. He said, "You get the government you deserve." So is that what's going on here? Is the fault in ourselves? In that we're the way we think about choosing a president? I've been calling it a beauty pageant for years. Do we choose a president the way we select a reality TV show we like? Right? Do we look at that and say, you know, I like that one the best, even though maybe we won't want to watch it for a long time because we get bored with it after a while. But maybe in the beginning it looks great, right? Folks, when we're electing presidents, when we're electing people to office, we got to look a little deeper. We got to look at people who can govern, not people who just say the right things. What they say when they're campaigning for president is not what I care about. What I care about is what are their values? What do they really care about? And in my case, I want to know if they really care about small business. That's my litmus test. Do you care about small business? I hope that hope that turns out this time, because for the last two elections, it hasn't been such. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.